The news was somewhat optimistic on Carlos Carrasco on Friday. Carrasco does have a hamstring strain, and it's a grade one tear, but that's the mildest kind of strain. But it's still going to be a 6 to 8 week process, most likely, to get him back into the rotation, which puts you sometime into May or so. So there's still some things to figure out at the back end of the Mets rotation. But the good news is that the front is looking good. DeGrom is at the top, and both Marcus Stroman and Taijuan Walker took the ball the last 2 days and threw the ball exceptionally well. Stroman had 5 strong innings yesterday, and Walker was dominant on Friday. He faced the minimum 12 batters through 4 innings, giving up a hit and a walk, but he erased both those runners on 4-6-3 double plays. Walker struck out 3. He had 50 pitches, 32 strikes, and he looked pretty good. He used his whole arsenal. He had a fastball, a split change, a nasty slider, and a good curve, too. Manager Luis Rojas was impressed with Taijuan.
Nice to see him work to his pitch count and the ups downs that we wanted him to do. The repertoire was nice. I mean, I've liked the fastball split change mix, but now today you see the slider and you see a curveball. Sometimes the fastball having two seam sinker action, and there was more stuff than you could expect there. So command, everything, quick to the plate. There's just a lot of good things he showed in today's outing.
How about the sideline Dom Smith with the sore wrist? Well, Smith made some progress today. He went, he swung on a day that he wasn't supposed to swing, and that was exceptionally good news.
He is going to swing now. Probably by the time we start the game or right before we start the game, he's going to start taking swings in the cage. So he got clear for that today. You can call it a short progression, but just to get a feeling swing, he'll do some. And then tomorrow we have it's a camp day, but we have a sim game going on, and we'll see if he's going to participate in that to see live pitching. But yeah, he got the green light to swing today.
Dom has been working on his defense, and he's been doing that during workouts and hitting drills. Even though he's missed some game action, he still feels he has plenty of time to get enough at bats to get his timing down for the start of the regular season.
No, I'm not concerned. I'm not worried. I'm going to be able to get plenty of bats over the next couple of days, and then I'm sure we'll have a ton of B games. Guys are going to need to throw, and I'll be able to take some of my bats over there. So I'm not too worried. I was able to, do stuff in the cage the last couple of days with my top hand, because obviously that hand didn't hurt. So I can still go and look at curveballs, swing with my top hand, and still get mental and some physical reps. So I'm not too worried. I'm not too concerned. I'm just excited that it's nothing too major, and I'll be out there pretty soon.
The Met offense was humming on Friday in an 8-5 win over the Cardinals at Clover Park. The Mets saw St. Louis right-hander Carlos Martinez for the third time already this spring. Francisco Lindor, who started the spring 0-7, is now 9 for his last 22 with a grand slam on Friday in a 5-run fourth inning. Pete Alonso continues to rake as well. He had an RBI double, and that gives him a team-leading 11 RBIs this spring. He's hitting right at 400 right now. 8 of his 12 hits for extra bases, 5 doubles, and 3 home runs. So Pete is pretty locked in. And backup catcher Tomas Nido, who started to show some offensive chops last year before COVID cut him down, he homered and doubled and singled in his 3 at-bats today. Carrasco's injury may very well reshape the bullpen and add another arm out there as well. The Mets have several pitchers who are hybrid. They can start, they can relieve, they can be 2 or 3 inning guys. Left-hander Mike Montgomery is just one example. And the Mets could employ an opener and follow with a multi-inning and maybe a piggyback situation. All those possibilities are on the table as the Mets get down to their final 8 games of the season. Manager Luis Rojas open to just about everything right now.
I mean, could be. There's individuals here and there's lineups out there that we could benefit from having an opener and getting the 1 to 2 innings and having a guy come in and give us 3 and then, bridge to the late inning guys that we have. And there's some strategy that we can include against certain lineups. So we can study that. We can sit down, but we feel that we have individuals that can help us open a game and then pass the ball to a long, you know, starter depth guy that we have in camp, you know. So we're seeing it from every angle. So we have the 10 days left, but those are going to be conversations that we're going to have as we're nearing the goal line.
It's a camp day tomorrow. Jacob deGrom is going to face the Nationals on Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock start down at West Palm Beach. The following start for deGrom will also be against the Nationals, so he probably won't make that. He'll probably pitch on the backfields, but he will pitch against the Nats on Sunday. Camp day tomorrow, they'll have an inter-squad scrimmage and do some hitting drills as well. That's the Met Podcast. We'll catch you tomorrow.